When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 26th edition. Hope you all had a great weekend and ready for another week of MLB DFS action for you. Got a six-game slate to break down on Monday. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, BDENTREK, written content, Fantasy Pros, Baseball HQ, and Game of the Edge Fantasy on Patreon, as well as all the podcasts. Quick Hits, First Pitch Podcast, Bench with Bubba, Bubba and the Bloom, Always Pressing PGA DFS, all the good stuff there will be tweeted out. Easy to find in one spot. Let's talk totals on this six-game slate. Reds, Orioles, 9.5. Brewers, Mets, 8.5. Twins, Braves, 8.5. Tigers, Rangers, 9. White Sox, Angels, 8.5. Nats, Mariners, 8. You can tell by the two high totals, we already know where we're going to want to go on this slate when it comes to bats. Let's talk pitchers first. Two really high-priced pitchers today. Spencer Strider, 12-6 at home against the Minnesota Twins. Chance of rain on this one, so keep an eye on this. Strider bounced back nicely, six innings, one earned, nine Ks in his last start for 28 points after a couple of really struggling starts. No matter how good or bad he's done run production-wise, strikeouts are always there, and you're facing the Minnesota Twins, a team who over the last 3 weeks striking out 31.2% of the time versus righties, hitting .232 with a 170 ISO. Really good spot for Spencer Strider. Tough to pay that price tag, but a great spot indeed. Luis Castillo, $11,000 at home against the Seattle Mariners. Castillo beat up by the Yankees in his last start, was okay against Miami. Prior to that, was just a machine on the mound. The caveat will stay here. For that price tag, we've talked about it with the Nationals. They're tricky. 17% K rate, .253 average, 135 ISO. He's got to be perfect to pay off this price tag. So I don't mind if you want to use Luis Castillo, just not one I'm looking to run and target on this slate. I would love to play Justin Verlander at $8,300. I think he's still very tournament viable. He had seven innings, four runs, five Ks against Houston for 13 points after a 20-point performance against the Yankees. He's been boom or bust all season. The reason I think he's interesting, not a lock by any means, but for tournaments, a small slate, tricky chances here. But he gets Milwaukee, and this is a struggling offense. Team striking out 27.7% of the time versus righties over the last 3 weeks, hitting .209 with a 142 ISO. On paper, this is a gigantic get-right spot for Justin Verlander, plus you're saving a bunch of cash down to $8,300. So keep an eye on Verlander in tournaments. If you want to roll the dice, like I'm close to there. I'm obviously recording the night before. A lot can change when we see lineups and whatnot. But a guy like Verlander at that price point, if he could put up 20-plus points, I think he could rival the Castillos and Striders of the world for a gigantic bit of savings, which will let you pay for the big bats we're going to want to pay for. Andrew Heaney at 8,000 is another tournament guy. We talk about him a lot lately because he's been in this kind of, you know, high sevens, mid 8K range, like 75 last start, 84, 86, 88, 75. This is where he resides. Put up 21 points last time. It was 10, 11, 4, and then 20. This is what Andrew Heaney does because he's got tremendous strikeout upside, five or more Ks in four straight starts, but he's gone five innings in two of those four. He's given up three earned runs or less in all of them, but he just does not go deep because he had four or more walks in two of the four. If he limits the walks, the strikeouts will be there. He'll go deep enough into the game to pay off his 8K. That's the caveat. Can he limit the walks? Well, let's see how the Detroit Tigers do versus left-handed pitching. And they're pesky. The Tigers are beating up on some really good pitchers of late, blowing up some DFS lineups. And then you look at the Tigers, this could be why. Against left-handed pitching, 15.7% K rate, 12.4% walk rate. That's outstanding. That is great stuff. That'll make a pitcher's day very short because they're going to run up the pitch count and very challenging. They're only hitting .205, but they have a 192 ISO. So it's not a big average, but they're hitting bombs. What's Heaney like to do? Give up bombs. That's what he does. So two ways to take this. You can roll with Heaney in tournaments and hope he just doesn't walk, guys, which is possible. Very, very possible. Or Detroit could be your contrarian stack against Andrew Heaney. This is the beauty of DFS. It's the yin and the yang. No one's going to roster the Tigers' bats. No one. They're going to be super low owned, so you can eat all the chalk you want everywhere else. Plus, maybe they will because they'll be extremely cheap bats, which will let you pay for Spencer Strider, which makes that very, very interesting as well. So keep this in mind. Heaney could be a phenomenal tournament play. At the flip side, Detroit could be the ultimate value contrarian stack on this slate. Two things to think about as we get closer to lineup lock on Monday. You got Dylan Cease at $7,700 versus Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Dylan Cease, he's kind of figuring it out, folks. Four straight starts at 19 or more, three straight at 20 or more points. He's got at least five innings, two runs or less. He's got six or more Ks. In his last three starts, seven or more Ks. He's starting to get there. He's still walking two or three guys every start, which is less than ideal, which does limit the overall upside. But at $7,700, again, similar to Verlander, you can lock me in 20 points potentially. That's big. Now he's going up against the Angels, coming out of Coors, maybe a little Coors hangover. That is a very real thing. The Angels are striking out 21.8% of the time versus righties over the last 3 weeks. They have a 276 average and a 247 ISO. Grain of salt on that one. They just went off for 25 freaking runs on Saturday in Coors Field. Their stats are going to be skewed for a while. So take that with the most gigantic grain of salt you can find with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. So Cease at 77, very, very intriguing. Love Reed Detmers at 73. I think he's going to be the popular punt play on this slate. $7,300 against the White Sox. 20 or more points in three straight starts. Put up a 30 spot. He has eight Ks in three straight starts. One runner less than three straight starts. He's going at least five innings. He's looked great. Looked phenomenal. I've talked about him and written about him plenty over the last like 5 days. It's a great spot for him. Gets a White Sox team striking out 28% of the time versus lefties, hitting .210 with a 138 ISO. You cannot ask for anything more for a guy at $7,300. So it's a phenomenal spot. Should be very popular. I can already see a bunch of like Detmers, Strider lineups. Real easy. You could do that, especially if you use Tigers bats. Not a problem at all. So recapping pitching. If you want to go Strider, I'm not going to tell you no. I just always find it very hard to pay 12-6 because he's going to have to get into the 30-point world, if not higher, where you can pay 83 for Verlander, even 8K for Heaney, 77 for Cease, 73 for Detmers, and get all those guys 20-plus points. We've seen 30 points from all of them before. So if I have to narrow it down, if I make one lineup, I could see myself going Cease, Detmers, just crossing the offense off in that game. But it'd be Detmers and probably Verlander is where I look to go if you're not going up to Spencer Strider. So it'll be interesting to see what lineups come out, see how you can navigate things. There will be enough value to get Strider. That's not a problem. It's just at 12-6, can he pay off that amount? If these other guys get 20 plus points each, that difference in savings is just like it's $4,300 to Verlander. It's $5,300 all the way to Detmers. That's a gigantic chunk of change to spread out throughout the rest of your offense. So keep that in mind when we build some lineups.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's NOOM.com to sign up for your trial today.
Speaking of offense on this slate, let's get to it. Catcher's position for you here. Rushman at home against the lefty Williamson at 54 is totally fine. Love me some Baltimore tonight. You can go the Braves for Sonny Gray if you want, because Sonny Gray is broken. So the Braves would be a kind of contrarian stack, because most are going to game stack Baltimore Cincy because they have the highest total, and then Texas is a phenomenal spot versus Matt Boyd. Those are your main targets on this slate. So Atlanta could be the kind of pay-up contrarian spot where Detroit's the pay-down contrarian spot. That's how I could look at this slate. So you got guys like Murphy, who came back on Sunday at $4,900. Travis d'Arnaud's been crushing it at 47. Could be nice pivots off of your Baltimore Cincy action. Jonah Heim at 45, switch hitting versus Boyd. Love it. No problem with that at all. Seattle's interesting because Trevor Williams is not good. He's limited the damage of late, though. I will say that much, but he's just not that good. He's got Cal Raleigh at 44, if you so choose. Going down to 4K and below, like Mitch Garver at 4K versus Boyd's a good tournament play. Most will play Jonah Heim for good reasons. Save some money to Garver, who hits lefties extremely well at $4,000. Going down farther, now he dropped below 3K. Or at 31, Jake Rogers of Detroit would be a $3,100 catcher to look at if you're fading Heaney and going that route. If Tom Murphy's in Seattle's lineup, he's $2,200 versus Trevor Williams, and he's been rather productive when getting his chances to start. First base, you got Shohei versus Cease at 64. I'm never going to tell you not to play Shohei, but I usually don't because he's just so expensive. Like the Strider argument for hitters. It works once in a while, but like look at Saturday when they scored 25 runs, Shohei had one hit. One hit, he had a single. Like you weren't going to win with Shohei. That was just a shame. It happens. He probably helps you win more than not, but we'll see. Olsen at 6K versus Gray. I like that one quite a bit. You got Votto at 51 versus Irvin. I'd rather play Steer at 48, but both are there for you. You got Nathaniel Lowe at 42. And then some savings for you when you get to the mid 3Ks and below. You got Torkelson, who's the ultimate tournament play at 33 versus Heaney. He's striking out over 40% right now, but tons of power versus lefties. So like total boomer bust with Torque at 33. Andrew Vaughn versus Detmers. I love Vaughn versus lefties. I love Detmers. So that's a good tournament look at 32 because no one's going to play the White Sox bats versus Detmers. I think Detmers is going to be insane chalk on this slate. So keep that one on your radar. Second base position for you, you got Semien at 61 versus Boyd. Semien's quieted down a bit, good matchup. But Ozzie Albies continues to crush. He's $5,200 for Sonny Gray. That's a good tournament look. India versus Irvin at 45. McClain versus Irvin at 47. Both great spots there for the Reds in those pay-up positions. Going down to the 3K and below now, you got the likes of Luis Urias. Nope, not going there. Nick Maton of Detroit at 28. Maybe, not in love with it. Caballero of Seattle, especially if he's leading off, he's $2,600 versus Williams. The one I would keep an eye on, I wrote him up as a fab target for NFBC deeper leagues, especially, is Andy Ibañez. He's second base outfield eligible. He's $2,500 versus Heaney. And Ibañez is crushing baseballs right now. You can't tell over his last 10 games, but like in the month of June, playing extremely well. And he's getting at least one hit in most games. So for value-wise at $2,500, Andy Ibañez, not too shabby, folks. And then is he playing? Nope, he's not at second base. We'll see where that all settles out later. Third base position for you. You got Elly De La Cruz at 58. We know who Elly is. He's awesome. Austin Riley at 56. Gunnar Henderson at 48 might be the forgotten man up here because you got Josh Young at 47. All four of these guys are great plays. De La Cruz, Riley, Henderson, Young. I'd basically choose which team are you stacking. Play that third baseman. That's the easy angle. If you just want a one-off for cash, I would take the savings and play Gunnar Henderson, personally. That would be the angles I look at. Down cheaper, though, like Eugenio Suarez versus Williams in a tournament, sure. Ramon Urias is first base, third base. That's what I was looking for. He's $2,900 versus Williamson. He's a nice, cheap piece of Baltimore, so I'd keep him on my agenda. Then after that, there's not a ton down here on this one. Well, let me see real quick. I got to check every time now because I don't know what position they're going to put him at. The Baltimore Orioles obviously called up one of their top prospects. I guarantee I'm going to be shocked if he's even in the system. Oh, there he is. We'll get to him at shortstop. All right, shortstop position for you. You got Corey Seager at 62. Love Seager. Say that enough. Elly De La Cruz at 58. Gunnar Henderson, 48. McClain, 47. All phenomenal plays. If you want a contrarian shortstop to pay up for, Francisco Lindor at 47 would be your guy. But I wouldn't get that cute. You want to have McClain, Henderson, De La Cruz, Seager, all phenomenal plays. If you're fading Verlander, though, Willie Adames is streaking. Willie Adames is $4,100. He could be a nice contrarian angle, too. You got Jorge Mateo at 33. We'll see if he's in the lineup. You got Caballero at 26. Talked about him a second ago. But the guy you're looking for right here, your free square of the night, Jordan Westberg of the Baltimore Orioles, the 24-year-old top infield prospect for the Orioles, getting the call. $2,000. 18 homers in the minors, hitting .295 at Triple-A. Jordan Westberg at $2,000 is your free square at shortstop. Outfield position, you got Acuna at 65, sure. Otani at least at 57 versus Boyd. That's interesting. Said Mullins is back. He fell at 5K versus Williamson. If you're fading Detmers, Lubob hit a double dong on Sunday. He's 49. Spencer Steer at 48 as well would be one for you. Going down cheaper, though, Anthony Santander at 44. I like him in this one. It's a good spot. Harris at 44 as well. Michael Harris of Atlanta for Sonny Gray. A few other guys down here. We're going to get some Detroit value here. This is where I'm really looking for their value. Besides the Bonnie, he's had a couple outfielders circled on this slate. Brandon Nimmo is always a cash game viable at 42 versus Ray. I think that's very nice. Eloy against Detmers at 4K is one to keep an eye on. But Austin Hayes loves him a lefty. He's $3,800 versus Williamson. Decent value for a Baltimore player right there. And Austin Hayes. And then you got Kerry Carpenter at $3,500 versus Andrew Heaney. If you're fading Heaney, have Carpenter in your lineup, please. Ezekiel Duran at $3,400 versus Boyd is a great value. Leody Taveras at 33 is a very good value as well. Tommy Pham is on fire since he got his new corrective lenses, apparently. That's what's doing it, because I saw he's been on fire. We talked about him. Tommy Pham is $3,200 versus Ray. He's a decent value in this game. Going below 3K now, Matt Vierling is another Detroit Tiger at $2,800. He'd be a value for you in this matchup. Aaron Hicks potentially at 26 versus Williamson. If you're looking to get a real cheap Baltimore player, there's Andy Ibanez again, second base outfield for Detroit at $2,500. If you're fading Verlander, Jesse Winker's 25. He's a boomer bust tournament type play. That's what you like to see. And then other than that, not a ton at this point in time. Recapping your pitching, you can play Strider if you want. I'm not going to say no. You can play Luis Castillo if you want. I'd rather play Strider. But just know at 12-6, he's going to have to be the G, like 30-plus points to make this work. When you got Verlander at 83, he needed 8,000, C77, Detmer 73. That's the four-pack I'm looking at. Detmers is probably the most popular by far, but I think you can go cease Detmers and just play bats from the rest of the slate. Heaney's the boomer bust tournament play, Verlander as well. So I think cease Detmers is where I'm looking at this point in time. Now, if you're stacking, you game stack Cincinnati Baltimore if the rain stays away. I like the Baltimore side versus Williamson more, and you get some value. Like, I love Austin Hayes. You get the discount at shortstop as well with their young prospects. So great spots there for Baltimore and Cincy, prefer Baltimore. The Mets versus Ray is interesting. It's because I'm not a big Ray fan, even though he's shown some signs of life. Atlanta versus Sonny Gray is a nice contrarian pay-up spot because Cincy Baltimore, for the most part, are pricey. And then Texas, who's a great stack versus Boyd's pricey. Everyone's going to go Cincy Baltimore, Texas. That's your main three. So Atlanta is a nice contrarian pay-up spot where you have Detroit as the contrarian discount spot. That's how I would build this slate. To decide what risk rewards you're willing to take. Let's see what the lineups look like on Monday. See where things go there. You could just eat the chalk and be different with pitching, or you go and get yourself some Detroit and Atlanta pieces. You don't have to go all in on both. Get some pieces, then eat some other chalk from Texas, Cincy, Baltimore. Lots of ways to build, even though it's only a six-game slate. So we'll see how it all comes out when the lineups are released. I'm on Twitter at BDintric. If you have questions, hit me up there or join me in the Gain of the Edge Fantasy Discord where I bring out my cheat sheet, give or take an hour, plus or minus before lock. I usually try to wait for most lineups to come in if possible. We'll see how it all plays out, and I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Tuesday's monster slate. We have a big week of action. This is a little taste of some major slates coming your way this week. So I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 26th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.